今天要用这个题目受托的真理来做我们的互相勉励。
The topic for mutual encouragement today is the truth of entrustment.
我们可以看到这个受托呢有两个框框在这个受托的字上。
And we see the double quotation marks around the word entrustment.
意思是说我们要讲关于这个受托这个真理。
And that is to emphasize that we are talking about the truth of entrustment itself.
那么如果要讲受托的真理我们要来看这个马太福音二十五章。
And in this regard, let's look at Matthew chapter 25.
14节到30节。
Verses 14 to 30.
马太福音25章14节到30节。
Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30.
这是美国总会所安排的一个题目要训练教会的工人对这个神的受托和信就说信徒也要有认识这个受托的真理。受托的重要性。
And this is a topic assigned by the USGA so that the divine workers and the members can understand the truth of entrustment.
我们请翻译的人念十四节到三十节，二十五章马太福音二十五章十四节到三十节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 25 verses 14 to 30. Verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. 15, and to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. 16.
16节。
Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. 17.
17节。
And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. 18.
18节。
But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his lord's money. 19.
19节。
After a long time, the lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. 20.
20节。
So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying,Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. 21.
21节。
His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will give you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of our Lord. 22.
22节。
He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. 23.
23节。
His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. 24.
24节。
Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. 25.
25节。
And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. 26.
26节。
But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. 27.
27节。
So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. 28. 28
节。
Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. 29. 29
节。
For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance, but from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. 30.
30节。
And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
在这里这个主耶稣讲这个比喻。
So here Jesus speaks of this parable.
那这个主人呢其实就象征着我们的神我们的主耶稣基督。
And actually the master represents our God, the Lord Jesus.
那这些三个仆人呢其实象征着教会的信徒也是象征着全世界上的人。
And the 3 servants, they represent the members of the church and actually the people of the whole world.
那这个银钱呢，可以象征着神给我们的东西。
And the money, these talents represent the things given to us by God.
不只是金钱，还有就神的话，还有神的话语，还有其他神给我们的。
And it does not just represent money, but it represents the word of God and the things which He has given us.
那我们来看这个比喻。
So let's look at this parable.
为什么主人给每一个人不同的分量呢
？And why is it the master gave everyone a different portion？
如果我们仔细观察
，And if we look closer，
其实主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，他可以讲有一个仆人给5000的，还有给一个仆人给1000的，他不需要提这个给2000的那仆人。
He could have just said that one servant was given 5 talents, another 1. He did not have to mention that one was given 2.
可是我们看到主耶稣特地提了2000的，这得2000的和得5000的，到最后呢，都得到同个奖赏，同个赞美。
And actually, in the end, the servants who were given 5 and 2 talents, they received the same praise from the Lord.
所以重点不是在乎于我们从神那边得到多少。
So the emphasis is not on how much we have received from God.
重点是他们有这个忠心又良善去应用主人给他们的银钱在别人身上。
But rather, they were both good and faithful servants and used what God had given them on others.
啊，通常我们都会去计较啊，我们得什么
？And often we will pay a lot of attention to what we have received.
可是我们可以看到说，其实得的越多呢，啊，主人也要求他啊，才付出的更多。
But actually, we see that the more we have received, the more the master expects of us.
为什么主人要跟他们算账？
And why is it the master held them accountable?
因为这些东西都是从主人给他的。
Because all of these things were given by the master.
如果这些东西不是主人给他的。
And if the master had not given them.
他要怎么花怎么用都是他的事。
Then it is up to the servants how they spend this.
那主人有权利要跟他们算账是因为这些东西是来自于他。那我这些仆人只是受托而已。
And the master has the authority to hold them accountable because the servants were entrusted with these talents.
啊，今天啊，很可惜的，有时候人有这种误解。
So very sadly, today people have a misunderstanding.
啊，为什么这个人有这个恩赐我没有呢
？Why is it this person has this talent and I don't？
有时候人会用啊来就比较谁的房子大，谁比较多钱，谁开的车子比较好。
And some people will compare whose house or whose car is bigger and who has more money.
那这种思想呢就错误了，这只是啊会带给我们到最后呢更大的审判。
And this kind of thinking is wrong, and it will lead us to an even greater judgment.
啊，在这里我们要注重的是怎么去应用神托付给我们的东西，而不是再怎么去多拿这个神给我们的。
And what we need to pay attention to is actually how to use what God has entrusted us with, not how to gain more.
啊，就比如说。
So for example.
啊。如果我们有更多的钱
If we have more money,
神是不是、要跟我们算账关于更多的钱的事情呢
Is God going to、hold us accountable for this、additional money?
当然会啊
Of course he will.
如果乞丐的话难道神会等待他奉献十一捐吗还是去帮助别人吗
Will God expect a beggar to offer、tithes and to help others?
好、所以、神跟我们不同的分量啊不是让我们 去争吵，而是让我们 去应用。
So God has given everyone a different portion, not so that we dispute with one another, but we utilize it correctly.
啊，那为什么这些人呢？啊，都可以得两倍，前面两个仆人都可以得到两倍。
So why did the first two servants receive the double portion?
我们可以看到说，这主人跟他们讲说啊，你们是又良善又忠心的。
And we see that the master says that they are good and faithful servants.
那为什么他会良善又会忠心呢
？And why are they called good and faithful?
因为这两个仆人都很有真的相信主人有天会回来要跟他们算账。
Because these servants, both of them, truly believe that the master one day would return and hold them accountable.
所以因为有这种信心，有这种认识，所以他们准备好以后给主人做个交代。
And because they had this faith and recognition, they made adequate preparation to be held accountable to the master.
知识和信心是有差别的。
So knowledge and faith, are not the same.
我们看第三个仆人，他也相信主人会来。
And we see that the third servant also believed that the Lord would return.
可是他没有做任何的预备，要跟主人交账。
But he did not make any preparation whatsoever to hold himself accountable.
还有就是这个最后的仆人呢，主人是说他是又恶。又懒的仆人。
And the master says that this last servant is wicked and lazy.
为什么又饿又懒的
？And why is he both wicked and lazy？
我们来看这个二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
他向主人说啊，说我知道你是冷心的人，就是说你是很严厉的人呐、
啊。And he said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, meaning that he was a very strict person.
啊，就说没有撒种的，主人要求你要给我收。
So, even though he did not reap, the master would tell him, he did not sow, but he would tell the servant to reap.
那主人呢？其实知道这个仆人的用意是什么。
And the master knows what the function of the servant is.
这第三个仆人其实啊，是自己懒惰，可是要去怪罪啊，这个主人严厉，造成他不做任何事情。
So the servant himself was lazy, but he blamed the master for his lack of action.
所以呢，主人啊认为也相信了这个仆人是又饿又懒。
So the master says that the servant is both wicked and lazy.
啊，怎么说呢
？And how do we explain this?
这个主人呢、啊，就用他的话来套他。主人呢、啊，用这个仆人所说的话来套他。
And the master holds his servant accountable through his own words.
好，你说我严厉，对不对？
So he says, you say I'm a hard master.
对，我严厉。
Yes, it is true.
那请问一下，你知道我这么严厉的话，那你可以 做一个最基本的事情，就是啊，你就把钱呢放在银行那边去生利息。
So if he knew that I was such a hard master, why did you not at least deposit the money with the bankers?
那这写明出来说，你是连想都不想想，懒惰到这种地步。
So this shows just how lazy you are. You did not even think about it.
你说我严厉，你怕不敢，你怕我怕到最后不敢做事。那你最少你把钱都丢到银行里面，总比放到土地好啊，土里面好啊。
And you knew me to be a hard man, and you did nothing with the money. You just stuck it in the ground.
所以这个仆人的借口被拆穿了。他其实是又饿又懒，懒惰，后来怪罪主人。
So the master saw through the lazy servant's excuse.
那今天有时候人们也是这样子。
And today, man is likewise.
有时候有人说啊，竟然圣工做不好。
And some people will say, oh, seeing as we cannot do a good job of the divine work.
神好像不接纳。
And it seems as if God is not accepting our work.
这样子，干脆我都不做了。
So I might as well just not do anything.
会不会有这种反应？
Would you have this kind of reaction?
有啊。
Yes.
那为什么？那错在哪里？
So where are we wrong?
我们通常做不太好的时候啊，都是因为可能有些我们没有抓住神的原则，没有按照神的旨意去做。
And oftentimes when we don't do well, it's because we have not held on to the principle of God.
所以做完以后没成。没有从神那边得到这种喜乐，这个神喜爱的那种感觉。
So after the work, we do not feel that we are pleasing to God.
所以而且又因为做错，所以事情很多。
And
批评的也是稍微多一点。
And because we have done wrong, then maybe we also receive a lot of criticism.
那问题就是说，我们应该学习来做好。
So the issue
做得对
is that we need to learn how to do things correctly.
不是说那我不做了。
And not just that we decide not to do anything at all.
这个是人常常犯的一些毛病。
And this is a wrongdoing that a lot of people have.
所以我们要做一个良善又忠心的仆人。
So we need to be a good and faithful servant.
所以这里整个故事当中呢，我们都可以知道说这个我们一切所有的是神受托给我们的。
And from this parable, we can learn that everything we have has been entrusted to us by God.
不管我们喜欢不喜欢。
And whether we like it or not,
还是有没有准备好？
Or whether we have prepared or not,
我们每一个人都要跟神交账。
Every one of us has to be held accountable before God.
好，那我们要神会跟我们算什么账呢？
So what will God hold us accountable for?
神受托我们什么东西，我们以后要给他交账呢？
And what has He entrusted us with?
我想跟大家分享七点。
So I would like to share with you seven points.
神给我们最少七样东西。
The seven things which God has given us.
以后在末世审判的时候，我们每一个人呢，都要跟神交账。
And on the last days, we will be held accountable for these. Firstly,
就是金钱。
Our finances.
就像money 一样，就像这个故事里面这是讲金钱的。
So this parable talks about money.
我们可以看到说，我们可以赚钱，其实真的是神的恩典给我们。
And the story tells us that it is a grace for us to be able to earn money.
如果没有生命怎么赚钱？
And if we do not have life, how can we make money?
如果没有这个机会怎么赚钱？
If we do not have opportunity, how can we make money?
如果没有这个 IQ 没有这个智商没有这个头脑怎么赚钱？
And if we do not have the IQ, how can we make money?
其实这些都是神给的，这些都不是在乎我们控制之下。
And actually, all of this is given by God, and it's not within our own control.
那在圣经里面可以看到说有一些人真的很会应用神托付给他的金钱，有些人真的是乱用。
And we see in the Bible some people know how to use the money given by God very well, and others don't.
比如说主耶稣讲这个拉撒路，还有这财主的故事。
And for example, Jesus talked about the parable of Lazarus and the rich man.
这个财主呢，只会把用金钱只用在他身上。
And the rich man used his own wealth for himself.
就像世界上的人一样大部分的人都是把金钱用在自己身上。
Just like many of the people of the world, they use their wealth for themselves.
而去没有去怜悯那些贫穷的、需要的、帮忙的。
Do not take mercy on those who are poor and have need.
那有些人还更糟糕。
And some people are even worse.
就像拿巴 ，Nabal.
For example, Nabal.
这个大卫呢帮助他。
And David helped him.
当节日的时候，大卫差派几个人请拿巴就说施舍一些。来帮助他的这个同伴和他自己。
And when there was need, David sent messengers to ask Nabal to help David and his.
那拿巴其实很有钱，他其实可以给。
And actually, Nabal was wealthy. He could have given this assistance.
他不给就算了嘛。
And if he didn't want to, then he could have just forgotten all about it.
他还怎么样？还在毁谤大卫？他说最近好像很多人常常违背他们的主人呢。
And actually, he spoke badly of David and said, "Oh, it seems a lot of people that are speaking bad of their master."
该给的不给叫刻薄。
So he didn't give what he should have given, and he also spoke badly of him.
啊，该给的不给就叫刻薄 ，stingy.
Oh, so, if you don't give what you should give, then you are a stingy person.
这个刻薄有时候人是相对的哦，你比我省哦，我没有省到那种地步啊，你很刻薄。可是不是这样子啊，该给的不给啊，就是刻薄。
So
该用的不用啊，该花的不花啊，就是刻薄。
So when you are supposed to give something and you don't, and you should spend what you should but you don't, then you are a stingy person.
那也是夺取人的物啊。
And then you are you also take from others.
比如说这个小费，人家服侍好好的，人家是靠这个过活。
And for example, people who rely on tips.
那我们就是很省嘛，省到该给的不给啊，人家就会说，其他的人会知道说啊，这是刻薄的人。
And you are very frugal, and you don't give the tip, so people say that you're very stingy.
好，所以拿巴呢，真的是又刻薄又恶，说到最后被神处罚。
So Nabal was both wicked and he was stingy, and in the end he was punished by God.
那在圣经里面也有一些人，富有的和穷苦的人啊，他们也是应用他们神给他们的钱财。
But in the Bible, there are those who are wealthy and those who are poor who knew how to use what God had given them.
我们看大卫，我们看这个历代至上。
And let's look at
29章
Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
历代至上29章14节
1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 14.
历代至上29章14节
1 Chronicles 29 verse 14.
我们看第四节，看十四节。
Let's look at verses 4 and 14.
Yeah, 请念一下第四节。
4. 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses.
十四节。
Verse 14. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you.
我们可以看到说大卫相当有钱了。
So David was extremely wealthy.
他可以奉献这个三千他连德的金子
and he could offer 3,000 talents of gold
七千他连德的银子
and 7,000 talents of silver
好那么可是他虽然是有这么多钱他不认为这个钱是他的
and even though he had all this wealth he did not think that it was his
十四节他很感激神
and in verse 14 he's very thankful to God
可以给他机会而且有这种心可以乐意奉献给神
That he had this opportunity and the heart to offer to God.
他说啊，万物都是从神来的，所以我们只是把你给我们的还给你而已。
So he says, "For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you."
他是相当很有智慧的人，那以后他也会得到神的祝福奖赏。
And he was a very wise person who, in the end, received a reward from God.
在马可福音十二章四十四节也记载一个穷寡妇在奉献，两个铜板。
Mark chapter 12 it records of the poor widow.
他唯有的两个铜板他把省下来
and she only had two coins left
那个是他那天的食物的钱、
and that was the money for her food that day
他奉献给神
and she offered it to God
主耶稣说这个人奉献的比其他人有钱的人还要多
and the Lord Jesus said that she had offered more than all the others
所以我们不要做钱的奴隶我们要去做钱的主人
So we cannot become slaves to money. We need to be masters of money.
神不是给我们金钱，就是积财宝如山，或者这边每天看着钱，
so,
看着账户的号码。
God did not give us wealth, so we just continue to accumulate it and stare at our bank accounts.
去真的去应用，真的去来荣耀神帮助人。
But rather, we need to learn how to use it so that we can glorify God and help others.
这个是神以后要跟我们算的。
And this is something that God will hold us accountable for.
第二部分。
And second,
神以后要跟我们算的是神给我们什么才干
And God will hold us accountable for the talents that he's given us
神给一些人会弹钢琴
And God allows some people to be able to play the piano
神给一些人做行政
and others to do administrative work.
神给一些人可以做工程师。
And others to be engineers.
啊，神给一些人有智慧啊，说造就的话。
And some he gives the ability to speak edifying words.
那这一切呢？啊，都是神给我们的。
And all of these are given by God.
那么，当我们得到这些的时候，绝对会有人称赞我们。
So when we receive these things, there will be people who will praise us. 啊，
绝对会，因为当我们做得好的时候。
And this is for sure, especially when we do well.
我们来看诗篇一百一十五篇的第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 115, verse 1.
诗篇一百一十五篇第一节。
Psalm 115, verse 1.
诗篇一百一十五篇第一节。
Psalm 115, verse 1.
请念一下诗篇一百一十五篇第一节。
Verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory because of your mercy, because of your truth.
啊，嘴巴长在人的脸上。
So our mouth is on our face.
啊，别人要怎么赞美我们，有时候真的我们停不了啊，不是我们可以控制住的。
So sometimes when people want to praise us, it's not something that we can control.
可是我们要有个认识，这些才干都是神给的。
But we need to have a recognition that all of our talents are given to us.
那荣耀归给神。
And that all glory must be given to Him.
我们想想看啊，如果神没有选召我们，我们今天会在教会吗？
And let us think,
不是他吗？
If we were not called by God, we'd be in church today.
啊，所以是神的慈爱啊。
And this is the love of God.
如果神没有给我们真理，我们可以讲出道理吗？
And if God did not give us the truth, could we speak forth His words?
啊，所以一切我们所有的，啊，都是神给的。
So everything we have is God given.
所以我们不要这个人家赞美的时候啊，我们觉得我们是配的。
So when others praise us, we should not think that we are worthy of this praise. 啊，
否则我们就偷取神的荣耀。
Otherwise, we take away the glory of God.
啊，只是用这个神给我们的才干啊，来。自己脸上贴金，使更加的啊发亮啊，使啊自己得到更多的益处。那这只是不是为神做，这是为自己在做的。
And then we use the talents that God has given us just so that we can receive more glory. We do all of this.
想想看啊，到最后偷取神的荣耀，到最后神要算账的时候，会进了天国吗
？And if we take away God's glory on the last day, will we be able to enter into heaven?
啊，所以不要让我们这个恩赐变成偷取神的。荣耀的工具
So we cannot allow our talents to become tools for taking away the glory of God.
第三
Thirdly,
神给我们每个人身体
God has given us our bodies.
这是我们不能否定的
This is something we cannot deny.
神给我们眼睛、耳朵、嘴巴、脚手、
He's given
内脏
us, our eyes and lips and our limbs and our organs.
那在末日的时候 如果我们用眼睛去看一些不该看的东西而犯罪
So in the last days, if we use our eyes to look at things we shouldn't look at to sin,
还是用耳朵听了一些不该听的东西，最后离开神。
Or if we use our ears to listen to things that we shouldn't, and then we depart from God.
想想看啊，在末世的时候啊，我们受的审判不会比那些瞎眼的、耳聋的更加严重吗
？Will the punishment that we receive not be more than those who are blind and deaf?
那神给我们嘴巴。
So God has given us our lips.
如果我们说一些不造就的话。
And if we speak words that are not edifying,
伤害人，使人跌倒。
And we harm others and cause them to fall.
那我们审判不会比那些哑巴的更严重吗
？And will our punishment or judgment not be greater than those who are dumb?
所以我们要让我们的身体做公义的器皿，不要做罪恶的器皿。
We must allow our bodies to be vessels of righteousness and not of evil.
好，第四。
Fourthly,
神给我们每一个人时间。
God has given all of us time.
时间就是生命。
And time is life.
有句话说，时间中文有说一寸光阴一寸金，就说一个光阴就像金子那么，一寸的金子an ounce of gold， 这么价值。这么宝贵。
And there's a Chinese saying that an ounce of time is as valuable as an ounce of gold.
可是呢，你要用一寸金子买一寸光阴，这是不可能的事情。
But you cannot use money to buy time.
所以我看到我们大家都是很富有。
So I think all of us are very wealthy.
每一个人都比那个死的人还富有。
We are all more wealthy than all of those who are dead.
虽然富有的人死了。他虽然这个钱还在世上，可是他是带不走。
And when a wealthy person dies, they cannot bring their wealth with them.
所以有句话说 这个狗比死的狮子还要好。
And there's a saying that a dog is better than a dead lion.
啊，活的乞丐啊，总比死的国王还好。
And it is better to be a living beggar than a dead king.
所以我们真的啊，虽然我们可能不太有钱啊，可是我们有这个时间啊，这个时间呢、啊，真的使我们比其他的人还要富足啊。
So even though we may not have a lot of money, we have time, and this allows us to be more wealthy than others.
那如果我们浪费我们的时间
，But if we waste our time,
啊，用时间上在看那个连续剧
，And we use our time to watch soap operas,
啊，还是打这个电动玩具
，Or to play computer games,
做一些真的有做没做都没有造就人，也没有帮助自己的事情
，And we do things that don't edify others or ourselves.
那有些人当然是。讲电话讲很久，讲些不该讲的话，还是讲一些没有营养的话，这也是在浪费时间了、啊。
And some people spend a lot of time on the phone saying things that they shouldn't, and this also is a waste of time.、
那只是在审判日的时候啊，神会说：“我给你这么多时间，你用在哪里
？”And on the day of judgment, God will say, "I've given you so much time. How have you used it?"
每一天，神给我们1440分钟。
And every day, God gives us 1,444 minutes.、
我们要说限时一捐了、啊，我们有时间没有限时一捐的。
And have we offered a tithes for our time?
啊，你知道限时一捐的话是144分钟。
And if we did so, this is
差不多两个小时半。
About two and a half hours.
这个时间我们可以用来这个读经、祷告、聚会。
And we can use this time to pray and read the Bible and attend service and do divine work.
很可惜的，有时候啊，神给我们这么多时间了、啊，我们。真的是只用在自己身上，没有用在主耶稣身上。
But sadly, God has given us all this time, but we use it for ourselves and not for Him.
连十分钟读圣经、祷告时间都没有。
And we don't even take 10 minutes to read and pray, pray and read the Bible.
1%而已，十分钟还不到1%。
And this is not even 1% of our time.
有时候听到信徒讲说我没有时间读圣经。
And there are some members who say I don't have time to read the Bible.
真的我们这么忙吗
？Are we really that busy?
忙到。连1%的时间给不出去吗
？That we can't even give 1% of our time.
我们要读圣经，不止祷告。
And we need to both pray and read the Bible.
因为啊，祷告好像命令神啊，很多人喜欢祷告，因为神啊够做这个，够做那个。
And some people when they pray, they are telling God to do this or do that.
听你讲话，我不要听了。
And they say, I don't want to hear what you have to say.
那这样子祷告。有效吗？那个算团契没有沟通吗？这是单向的对自己讲话而已啊。
And is this kind of prayer, this kind of communication effective? It's only one-sided.
所以我们要好好爱惜我们的时间。
So we need to cherish our time.
我们看以弗所书第五章的16节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16.
以弗所书第五章的十六节。
Ephesians 5 verse 16.
十六节。
16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。17节，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。请念一次。
16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
所以我们每一个人呢，要爱惜光阴哦，不要做糊涂人，好像浪费时间。
So we need to redeem our time and not be unwise.
让我们行神的旨意，所以神会纪念那我们所做的功这样才生命才有价值。
So that we can do according to the will of God, and He will remember our work.
第五
Fifthly,
神交托给我们我们就是给我们儿女。
And God has entrusted us with our children.
那儿女呢？在我们栽培之下，我们要把它栽培好。
And we need to nurture and cultivate our children well.
因为以后我们要跟神交账，说神啊，我怎么教导我儿女？我尽我的能力了。
Because God will hold us accountable, we need to say that we have done to the best of our ability.
我们来看诗篇128篇第一节到第四节。诗篇128篇。
Turn to Psalm 128.
诗篇128篇。
Psalm 128.
一到四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
诗篇128篇一到四节。
Psalm 128 verses 1 to 4.
请念诗。
Verse 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways, 2. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. 3. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. 4. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord.
在这里，圣经上说，敬畏神的人呢，他会得到一些福气。
So here it says that those who fear the Lord will be blessed.
其中一个福气呢，就是儿女啊会像这个围绕你的桌子，像橄榄摘子。
And one blessing is that your children will be like olive plants around your table.
为什么把孩子讲成橄榄摘子呢
？And why does
橄榄苗
depict the children like olive plants?
为什么不说橘子摘子，橘子苗？
Why does it not say that they will be like orange?
还是我们有些人种地瓜叶，为什么不说地瓜苗
？Or like some other plant?
这橄榄在圣经里面啊，其实是指着橄榄树啊，圣经指的是带有能力的的神的功能。
And actually, the olive plants represent powerful worker of God.
就像这个基甸的儿子讲一个比喻，说这个种树啊，在寻求一个人来做王。
And just like the son of Gideon, who said that the people were seeking after someone to become king.
那么这个种树去找一个橄榄树，请他来做王。橄榄树 ，olive tree.
And so he went to seek after an olive tree to become king.
那个橄榄树说：“我不能做王，因为神给他的目的就是要产生果子。这个橄榄树，橄榄这个果子呢，来荣耀神，来帮助人。”
And the olive tree said that it could not be king because God wanted it to bear fruit and to glorify God to help others.
其实他在说是他的父亲啊，基甸是被神所用，拯救神的百姓脱离米甸人的手。
And actually, he was talking about his father that Gideon was to be used by God, that his people would be able to escape the hand of the Midianites.
他拒绝他跟百姓说他不要做王。
So he said to the people that he did not want to be king.
那这橄榄苗呢，就是说以后呢，这些人这个孩子已经有这个很好信仰的根基，以后呢可以为主这个做很多的事情。
So these olive plants already have this good foundation, and in the future they can do a lot of work for God.
这是神要祝福。给敬畏神的人的其中一个恩典。
And this is a grace and a blessing given to those who fear God.
那这在乎我们作为父母亲怎么去栽培我们的儿女。
So as parents, how do we nurture our children?
就讲个故事来大家形容了。
And I can share a story with you.
有一个父亲呢被叫到学校去跟老师面谈。
There was a father who was called to school to talk to a teacher.
老师跟他讲说你孩子在学校偷铅笔。
And the teacher said that your child has been stealing pencils from school.
爸爸很不高兴。
And the father was very upset.
一句话都不说。
He didn't say a word.
把孩子带回到家里。
And he took the child home.
大声骂孩子说。
And then he very loudly scolded the child.
孩子。
Said child.
我从我办公室里面拿这么多原子笔给你还不够吗？
I take so many pens from my workplace for you. Is that not enough?
父亲没有想到说他做了榜样，孩子带学他不知道。
So the father did not think that he was setting this example for his child.
有时候我们会说个性是遗传的。
And sometimes we say that our personalities are genetic.
我不太清楚会不会遗传了，可是我知道一件事情，孩子有时候会跟我们父母亲学发脾气啊。
And I don't know if it really is inherited, but sometimes the children will learn to lose their temper from their parents.
比如说父母亲用什么话讲话，孩子也用什么话讲话。
And however the parents speak, that's how the children will speak.
父母亲怎么吵架，儿女有时候就怎么这样发脾气吵架。
And however the parents lose their temper and argue, that's how the children will do so.
那圣经里面真的有提到真的有很多父母亲把他们孩子带起来带得相当不错。
And the Bible mentions certain parents who raise their children up very well.
比如说像撒母耳。
For example, Samuel.
摩西。
Moses.
大卫。
David.
提摩太。
Timothy.
这些我们都知道说，还有玛利亚把主耶稣带起来，这些人真的是很用心的把他们儿女带大。
And also Mary, who raised the Lord Jesus. All of these people raised their children very well.
成为神很重要的器皿。
And they became important vessels for God.
真的，他们是很有福气的。
And truly, they are blessed.
所以我们也应该呢来学习。来思考自己如何的变成更敬畏神。
So we need to think about how we can fear God all the more.
所以我们儿女呢，也可以从我们身上学习有是好的信仰根基。
So that our children can learn from us how to have a good foundation of faith.
那反过来讲圣经上我们也看到说有一些人因为他没有好好教导儿女导致于他连得救都是个问题。
And conversely, there are some people in the Bible who did not raise their children well, and their salvation becomes questionable.
比如说像以利。
For example, Eli.
他继续让他儿子放纵。
and he indulged his children.
结果怎么样呢？
And what happened in the end?
神派神人去跟以利讲说啊，以后你们的罪啊，再怎么献祭啊，都不得赦免，这所谓的死罪啊。
And God sent a man of God to tell him that no atonement could be offered for their sins.
啊，所以当然我们没办法去控制我们儿女会怎么样，可是我们要尽力的来给我们儿女做好的榜样。
So we
教导真理给他们。
We cannot control how our children will turn out, but we have to set a good example for them.
那虽然他们十八岁离开家里了，可是我们也继续啊帮他带导。那有机会呢，也用这个神的言语啊来鼓励他们。
And although they leave home when they are 18, we need to continue to pray for them and take opportunity to encourage them with the word of God.
因为我们每一个人都要向神啊交这笔账。
Because all of us will be held accountable for this.
啊，另外一个第六点，神要跟我们算的账啊是教会。
And sixthly, God will hold us accountable for the church.
我们来看彼得前书第五章的第一节到第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章一到四节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verses 1 to 4.
彼得前书第五章一到四节。
1 Peter 5 verses 1 to 4.
第一节。
Verse 1, the elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
第二节。
Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
3. 第三节。
Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. 4.
第四节。
And when the chief shepherd appears, he will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
在使徒教会那边，每个教会都有一个长老。
So in the apostolic church, every church had an elder.
现在我们不怎么随便立长老了。
And nowadays we don't anoint a lot of elders.
可是不管怎么样，教会绝对要有一个人在负责嘛，是不是？不可能没有人负责。长老就是负责的人。
And an elder is an overseer, and regardless, a church needs someone to be an overseer.
其实我们教会负责人就像长老一样被神托付这负责的责任，传道也是。
And the church council and the preachers, they are just like elders of the church.
那么每个家庭也是一个小型的教会。
And every family is like a small church.
那做父母亲的就像做长老一样啊。
And the parents are just like elders.
好，那么这个彼得告诉这些长老如何来做长老的工作。
So Peter tells these elders how they should do their work.
是这个第二节下半段啊，这个不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心啊。
And in the latter part of verse 2 it says not by compulsion but willingly.
不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
And not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
第三节。
Verse 3.
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
And not being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
我们话有时候是在讲啊，当然我们不喜欢人讲太多话，不能唠叨啊。
And we don't like it when people speak too much or when they're long-winded.
所以我们通常所做的行为啊，比我们讲话还要多。
So often we have more actions than the words that we speak.
所以在我们作为上，其实我们也在传达一种信息。
So through our actions, we actually giving forth a message.
那我们在传达什么信息呢
？And what message is this?
有时候来教会是一回事，回到家里是一回事。这个信息对儿女、对我们的弟兄姐妹就不好了。
And sometimes being at church and being at home are two entirely different things, and this is not a good message to send our children and members.
言语上，这个看的东西呀，态度都不一样。
And sometimes in our speech or what we look at, our attitude is not the
same. 那我也希望鼓励我们在会前呢，祷告之前呢，尽量来参加这个祷告会。
And I would encourage the members to attend the prayer before the service.
特别是负责人和传道了。
Especially the council members and the preachers.
当我们来到教会祷告的时候。
And when we come to church to pray,
这是因为我们注重，不是只是做个模样而已，否则就是假冒为善。就是真的，我们注重这个祷告，求神来帮助我们。
And we don't just do it for the sake of it, but rather because we want to pray to ask God to help us.
那信徒和儿女也知道说，祷告很重要，否则父母亲不会提早来教会来祷告。
And the members and our children will see that prayer is important. That's why we come early to pray.
那不喜欢祷告的话，那我们儿女怎么以后成为这个橄榄苗呢？以后成为神的工人呢
？And if we don't like to pray, how will our children be these olive plants that will become the workers of God?
如果我们在参加聚会的时候喜欢在外面讲话
And if during the service we like to be chatting outside.
那我们儿女弟兄姐妹怎么学习我们啊，真的用心来听到，来装备自己，以后来服侍神呢？
How will the members and our children see that we need to listen to sermons attentively to prepare ourselves to work for God?
所以我们要做榜样来带领教会。
So we need to set an example when leading the church.
最后神交托给我们真理。
God has entrusted us with the truth.
这个真理就是我们所听到的福音。
And this truth is the gospel which we have all heard.
我们听的越多，当然神也期待说我们做的越多，不是吗？
And is it not so that the more we have heard, the more God expects of us?
我们很有福气。
And we are very blessed.
可是呢，反过来讲，我们只听不做。
But if we only listen and do not act,
那个我想我们会以后很难交账。
Then it is going to be very difficult for us to report on this account.
如果主耶稣说，你看这一个人信一年，后来我们信了十年，这个人做的工作比我们还多，做的又这么真诚。那我们那其他九年在做什么？
And as the Lord says to us, this person who's only believed 1 year has done so much work than you, and you've already believed for 10 years. Then what do we say?
还有这个真理呢，神不是只给我们而已。
And the truth has not only been given to us.
神也要需要我们去跟别人分享。
God wants us to share it with others.
如果我们一直收取这个真理
，And if we just conceal this truth.
我们就会像这个拉撒路和财主那个故事一样，财主只是他有钱，他只是用他自己身上而已。
We will just be like the rich man in the story of Lazarus and the rich man who used his wealth for himself.
不会跟别人去分享。
And he did not know how to share with others.
那到最后呢？那情况就不是很好了。
And in the end, the result will not be very good.
所以很感谢神神带领我们到这个真教会里面。
So thank God that He has guided us to the true church.
可以从讲台可以听到神的话语。
That we can hear the word of God on the pulpit.
可以听到这全备的救恩。
We can hear this complete truth.
神当然也期待我们去跟别人分享，也期待我们把它行出来。
And of course, God expects us to share it with others and to act upon it.
所以今天就分成两大段来跟大家分享。
So I shared two large sections with us.
第一大段就是在讲解这个才干的比喻的含义。
The first portion was regarding the parable of the talents.
第二就是怎么如何用在我们生活上。
And the second portion is how to utilize it in daily life.
我们提到七点七个小点，神以后要跟我们算什么账。
So we've mentioned seven things that God will hold us accountable for.
第一，金钱上。
First, our money.
第二，才干上。
Second, our talents.
第三，我们的身体。
Third, our bodies.
第四，时间。
Fourth, our time.
第五，儿女。
Fifth, our children.
第六，弟兄姐妹。
Sixth, the brothers and sisters.
第七，真理。
Seventh, the truth.
愿神帮助我们，祝福我们每一位。
And may the Lord help and bless every one of us.
我们一同来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
282首。
282.